Let's pivot now to the governor of New Tenochtitlan. I want to start with the good one. So go to number five. This is Hateful Hochul, Governor Hateful, to inform you that all of a sudden we all got religion and the Corona Doom vaccine has been handed down to us from Almighty God himself.
I prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, he made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love?
Here.
But to care about each
Here's
other,
not
to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there. We have to solve this, my friends. I need every one of you. I need you to let them know that this is how we can fight this pandemic, come back to normal, and then start talking about the real issues that we have to. Fighting systemic racial injustice, which exists.
Oh, my gosh! Good, make it stop!
What a year has it used to be. The healthcare workers were heroes wearing capes saving us from COVID death. Now they're the ones infecting us.
Yeah, 1 year ago they were making TikTok videos. The ones that weren't making TikTok videos were showing up as Super Nurse, Super Dog. Super Nurse, I'm Super Dog. I'll give you the jab. Put on your mask. You're Superman. You got the jab. I stood up to the virus. Ah, shut up. Guy at the American Thinker says, Martin Fuentes says, I'm an anti-vaxxer and I caught the Corona Doom. If I catch COVID, there is zero chance I will die. So I told my father a few weeks ago, while discussing the never-ending government restrictions and my unwillingness to take the experimental Corona Doom vaccine, then earlier this month, I caught the trendy virus. Secretly, I had some angst that somehow karma would hit me and send me to the hospital, mostly dreading the I told you so scolding of the vaccine bullies. But just as I suspected, my sickness was easily managed. And the symptoms were those of a mild to moderate flu. Now, this guy's story is interesting to read. Note. He did not go to a hospital and get the run death is near. You get shot up with the run death is near, you're going to die. If you got a lung or two filled with water, pneumonia, and they shoot you up with run death is near, what is it that helps process that water and put it into your urine, your kidney? Run death is near is going to shut your kidney down. You're not going to be able to get rid of it. That guy that called yesterday, Kenny in Florida, the only reason that old man, that beautiful, lovely old man, I shouldn't call him old, wonderful man that called this show yesterday, the reason he survived is because that doctor, the one he said that was of Indian descent, did not read the Corona Doom protocol. He gave him Lasix to flush his kidneys out because he knew that the run death is near. Had poisoned his kidneys, shut them, or he was on the point of renal failure, which will then lead to a heart failure like happened to Shannon, and you gone. Do we have enough time to play? Cue up digital media fund number four real quick. One more from Governor, I appoint you an apostle.
My default position is to ask people, please do this. This is why. It's been proven to be safe. The vaccine's been out there a long time now. There are not legitimate religious exemptions because the leaders of all the organized religions have said there's no legitimate reason, and we're going to win that in court in a matter of days.
No, you're not.
And so this is so unnecessary. And I just want to appeal to the individuals to know that, you know, your coworkers want you to do this. Don't make the burden heavier on them as well.
You know what? If my coworkers want me to do it, they can go blank themselves. They may also want me to stop wearing my St. Augustine medal around them. They may want me to stop wearing my scapular. They may want me to stop saying, hey, I got some holy water in my pocket. Want a shot? That woman is possessed. There's something seriously wrong with her. I'm not being facetious. I'm being serious. There's something wrong with her. And she just happened to be laying around, just waiting for Cuomo Quattle to take to the exits to pave the way for someone that's even more demonically charged than he was. She's now proclaiming herself an apostle of God to instruct people to go take a substance, inject it into their body, that is responsible directly now for at least 15,000 deaths. 700 and some odd thousand adverse reactions. Folks, this is the work of evil. And evil's always, do you hear her smiling? Oh, I love you. I do all this out of love. This is the fakest form of love there is. By the by, I'm going to quit on this because I'm a little over time. As reading the last issue of Joseph Pierce's St. Austin Review, is all dedicated to Dante Alighieri, and the Divine Comedy. One of the guys that has an essay in it wrote something about it, about a point that Dante stealthily makes, but he does make it throughout the Inferno. And I'm reading this and going like, you know what? I could have read that Inferno another time or two, and I would not have gotten there from that. You know what he says? He says that Dante is subtly making the point that the demons are doing to the souls in hell, which are never getting out, what needs to be done to them out of love.